Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When she sent me the text, that should be the single that I should listen to because we talked about it yesterday. I just played it on my phone in the production room. Pony stopped what he was doing and said, "What is that?" I mean, it's catchy like that. And then he said, "I'm going to college."
No,
you don't fire anybody. Why would you start now?
I don't know. Fun.
Everybody needs a hobby.
It was after dark when they found him. Isn't that the time that on that helicopter they burned out the infrared camera when they spotted
him? Yeah, and they also burned two rotors when they tried to take off.
Jumped in the bucket.
I know. In the bucket.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
It's all here.
You got it?
It's great.
It's all here.
Do you hold it in your hand?
This is all the good stuff.
The good stuff. Not the bad stuff.
I don't know why I'm doing that. Pony, Oscar said you're going to get educated. What's going on with you?
This is absolutely true. I'm going back to school to get computer security certifications.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yes. This is when any team member starts panicking and saying, "Oh my God, what is the runway for this
guy?" Yeah, looking at 40.
And I said, "Look, I'm happy you're moving. You decided to do something with your life prior to reaching 40 years of age."
Yeah, he's closing in on it.
He's close. I think you've done a great job in broadcasting. You've done a ton here at Podville Media and helped build the infrastructure for the show. But what are your next steps in life? How can I help? And he said, "I'm going back to school." And I said, he was thinking about going back to school. I said, "That is a great idea. How can I help?"
Yeah.
And in clear pony fashion, I said, "Let's talk about it on Monday together." I gave him a signal of like, "I would love to be your mentor down this track."
Right.
And he comes in on the Monday. This is about a month ago now and says, "I've signed up." And I said, "Well, I thought we were going to look at programs together." He's like, "Well, I know this institution already, so it's going to be like it's fine. We're good. I've made the move." And I said, "Look, as long as you're doing what you love to do, how's the coverage of the show going to be affected? What's the runway?" And I'm thinking maybe like he's got 3 months, 6 months.
Right.
He's like, "It's going to be about 2 years. Don't worry." So we got 2 years.
Great. This campus.
Two years of going to school?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay. It's a degree. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, it's a certification technically, so it's not a degree, but it definitely takes a couple of years to go
D's
through
grease.
All the security courses.
Yeah, he's getting a D's grease.
D's grease.
All right. Well, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like St. Paul, Minnesota, Bath, Maine, Rapid City, South Dakota, Nice, France, and Cary, North Carolina, along with the Principality of Monaco. Well,
it's a certification, Mike.
Great.
I told you Mike would be supportive, Pony.
It's a certification.
Oh,
I'm not supportive.
Always.
I'm not unsupportive.
Certainly not.
Well, what are you then? What do you think you are?
Well, how do I come across as human? Tell me how it affects the show. No, Rob, don't interject.
I was going to make a suggestion.
Don't help me be human.
Okay.
It doesn't affect the show.
It doesn't.
I just said that. It doesn't affect the show. At all.
All right. Well, he wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah, but he wasn't here for the majority of the pandemic, and we were fine.
We did just fine.
Well, what was he doing yesterday?
He was in class.
He's at the football game.
But he can do class from anywhere. I'd rather him be at home and be in class than take up a parking spot here at the work.
Are you kicking him out of the nest eventually? Is that what it's going
to
be?
No, I want him to do what he wants for a living.
What do you want to do long term with this training?
Well, long term, I want to work in the security
field. Yeah, IT security.
You know, for the time being, I'm
two years.
I'm working here at Podcast Village some days, and other days I'm working from home. I'm still listening to the show and editing the show and everything.
He's producing like he did remotely during the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do you see yourself doing that in a part-time capacity down the road?
You know, I want to keep working with the show as long as I can. I mean, I love being a part of this program.
For the next 24
months. Please
do
explain as long as you can.
24 months.
Yeah, like, you know, like another 2 years and then wave goodbye.
Yeah.
You're fired.
Ride my horse up the horizon.
You're fired. What am I? I just have you. Is that I sit over here so you can have a friggin' soft landing?
You let me go to school.
You know? You're my right-hand person.
And also, and I'm not so sure in retrospect.
By the way, what's that? What?
In retrospect, maybe that wasn't a great idea. We gave it a
letting
try.
Letting him get his... Oh, he's been great.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I mean, I'm really happy for him. And look what he's done with Podville, and that keeps him happy here. And we benefit from Podville, and Podville benefits from us. And when I'm very happy
holes
with
the
arrangement.
To be honest,
certainly don't work at this.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Oscar
from what I call him, you know what his nickname is that I don't share with you? Maybe I'll share it now.
What?
It's the torpedo. It's the torpedo. It started with Japan and has gone. So it's like, oh, thank you, I'd rather bring. Hold on, hear me out.
Yeah,
bring it. Upgrade it now.
We don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because unless you're going to hire 3 or 4 different people to do what he does.
Really?
Yes.
He has a very peculiar set of talents.
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. So I can't fire him today?
No.
Not today.
I don't think I would reconsider any firing, period. Period.
Any firing of anybody?
No, but
so much fun, though.
Yeah, well, it's fun for you.
Fired.
We have to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, but who have I fired in 13 years that you've had to pick
Buzz
up pieces?
Buzz Burbank?
Buzz quit.
No, we didn't fire him.
No, he quit a lot
Mark
of times.
Mark Ronick quit.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You know what?
To be fair, though, Mark only
RJ
quit once.
RJ was not a paid employee.
Yeah.
You're right.
You don't fire anybody. Why would you start now?
I don't know. Fun.
Everybody needs a hobby.
Fun.
Yeah.
Firing people is the worst, but you got to do it.
Sometimes you do.
Well, it's something we don't need to deal with for another couple of years.
Yeah, and what I love about...
103 weeks.
What I love about...
Are you saying that Ponyboy does the job of 3 people?
Ponyboy does enough.
Certainly not what I've heard from you over the years.
Well, yeah, because he f***s up a lot of things.
Easy
as well.
On the language, right?
But when he's on his A-game...
It's just not what I've heard.
He's on his
A-game.
Not
what I've heard.
What? I'm not going to tell you about every win we've had. When you don't hear anything from me, and there's no problem, that means we have wins.
Yeah.
It's not, but sometimes you call me with good stuff, too. Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you call me with bad stuff. Don't make it so, because you'll give me, if you say this to me,
yes.
I'm going to tell you now that will give me a complex, and I'm not kidding you. It will be real. It will be off air. And stop breathing into your little microphone, Pony.
Me?
Because I can hear that. So if you do that, Oscar, I will have a complex, and I will call
I
it
call
the Andrew.
I call you with both.
The Andrew, yes.
I call you,
you
with
do.
Both. Mm-hmm. But wait, but it's not.
The Andrew complex is what I, you know.
Goes,
I, by the way, Oscar's tell when he calls me with something that, not necessarily that it's bad, but it's something that's not going to affect me.
Right.
You know, that he wants or something like that. It's always kind of like, you know, hey, I got to tell you something. We did this, but I know that the other shoe is right here.
Hanging.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just something that doesn't really, I don't have anything to do with,
right.
really. Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect me good
kind
or bad.
Of like what's happening right now.
What?
This does not affect you good or bad. It's status quo.
It really is, because, I mean, you don't even see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't seen him in 5 years.
That's true.
That's not true. Can't be that long, can it?
Pony, come
no,
in here and show your
face. No, I've been in the studio. I was on Wisconsin Avenue. I saw him.
When?
Pony, run in here and let's have a smile.
A year ago.
A year ago? When did you come a year ago?
When's the last time I came?
You and I had dinner.
You came up to celebrate the pandemic,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, you didn't see everybody. You and I had dinner.
And that was before the pandemic.
Yes.
Yeah, so it was at least 2 years ago.
So what's the name of the school you're going to? Or do you want to share it?
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Because if you share it, photographers might be outside there waiting for you to walk in.
Timpani. Because I had him lined up to go to MIT for this online course.
Massachusetts
My dream for my little buddy.
Right?
Yeah. My dream from MIT. It's MIT.
MIT? How the hell does he get into MIT?
Because it's because you pay and go. You pay and go.
Oh, it's like University of Phoenix.
And he walked in and he told me, Oscar, I'm going to...
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
Pony.
So proud of him.
I'm going to
NVCC, Northern Virginia Community College. Why am I going to spend a fortune going to some MIT program?
Hey, come on. Back off, people. Back off.
This is the first I'm hearing this. I almost made a joke about it earlier.
Wow, man. What? Oh, man.
Hey, Pony, which... Which campus, Route 7 or Route 236?
This is online.
Oh, so you don't even get the fountain. You just plenty of free parking, I understand.
As long as you're not spending your time.
Well, that's wonderful.
In the parking lot of a grocery store.
That's right.
Well, okay, so you've answered it. You want to do that in your second phase of your career,
yes.
And I think that's admirable. And we are here to support you, like we supported Oscar, mm-hmm. and we supported Maddie, and we support everybody on the show, which we do.
Point of order. I believe this would be the third phase of his career.
Why?
Bicycle.
Oh, because he was bicycle repair.
Broadcasting.
Yes.
Yep.
Then, and now MIT.
Amen.
NVCC.
The BBVC.
All right.
Exactly.
Let's bring in our talking head, okay? We'll talk about this
Congratulations.
Later.
Congratulations.
Pony, we'll have a discussion about this later, not.
It's a Wally Pip moment for Dan O'Brien.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, that's fine with me. You know how I feel about Dan. I love Dan. All right. This is our talking head today. Her name is Kaylee Harney. Kaylee has been listening to us since 1997 when she worked as an account executive at 790 AM KJRB in Spokane, Washington, where we still have a ton of folks that listen to this show. She is a lifetime Spokaneian who is engaged but still maintains a friendship with... What's this name? Dirk Vastrek. She has two dogs, two daughters, Natasha, 32, and Leah, 20, and a son, Nicholas, 22, who plays bass and sings backup in the indie band Snacks at Midnight. Kaylee has been known to sing an occasional jingle, but also voice radio ads, and did our popular... Amy Winehouse TMOS Shopping Center promo. Thanks, Rob. She is still an AE for the KXLY radio group, as well as a digital advertising consultant. Her fiance, Rob Clausen, is a nice guy, but is not too tech savvy. I don't know why that's in here. She attended both shows in Vegas, and her favorite moments were hanging out pre-show in the courtyard and post-show meeting Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Her favorite voice is Dick Queasy. Well, hello! And her favorite aspect of the show is the ball busting. Well, that's what we really do. If you really describe it, I've always described it like that. It's been great recently, in my opinion. When we get really real, she insists our show doesn't need to be funny to be great. She adores our radio talk because she lives it. She is very involved in a local nonprofit called Beyond Pink that fights breast cancer. They have an event October 9th. You can get that information at beyondpink.net. And our talking head once spent some time in a Dodge Neon with Sir Mick. Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, wow.
That's a good last sentence. Intrigued. You should be. And now here's Kaylee. Hello, Kaylee. How are you? Yay. Very nice to have you on the show. And you know how I feel about the folks out in that part of the world, because I ventured out there with my fam and hung out. And apparently, now, were you at the event in Spokane?
Yes, I was. In fact, Carla and I were sitting together and she and I kind of had a little tangle at the bar because she wanted to buy my drink. And I'm like, no, let me buy your drink. She bought my drink.
Oh, that's
She's
sweet.
So sweet.
That's so
All right.
Sweet.
I haven't talked a lot about this and I probably downplayed it when I came back. But until I saw the video that that had been taken by Joel Rogers.
I forgot the video, Mike.
All right, so last night, we're going to get all to your stuff, but I have to share this because it relates to Spokane, because I just don't roar as a partier the way I used to. I just don't. I just don't do it as much, and I've lost all of my skills.
Well, you're out of drinking shape.
Yeah.
I'm totally out, and I probably will never get back to where I once was.
Like Fuzzy Zeller.
Last night... we got a great bottle of wine here at the house. Carla's doing 75 parts, so she doesn't partake.
Right.
And I have two, not one, two glasses of wine. And
A heavy pour next thing, or like standard
relatively
pour?
Heavy pour. Okay. Relatively heavy pour. Relatively heavy pour. A definite 8-ounce pour.
Okay, because wine glasses wine. Have gotten bigger. They've just gotten bigger.
This was all I know is I have this little aeration tool that you pour the wine out and it kind of goes.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And it just seemed like hours that I was pouring that first bottle into the glass. And, you know, Carla said, you passed out. And I did. I was sitting in my chair. I get up at 5:45 and I was just out like a light. The reason I bring this up at Spokane, because I'll ask you since you were there and you can answer as honestly as you choose. I saw that video and I know how I felt the day after. Did you realize how obliterated I was at the end of that appearance?
Actually, no.
Good. It was
Carla. Thank caught you. She caught you just at the turn because yeah. we were all sitting there and all of a sudden she said, okay, it's time to go. And I'm like,
like a toddler.
Yeah, like you would to a 2-year-old
child.
She does. She wrangles me.
Good, aren't we? And yeah. she said, nope, it's time to go. And yeah. and she scooped you right up there. And I myself was not feeling really super great the next morning. And I kind of wondered how you were doing. But
well, it's that IPA train where, you know, you think you're drinking just beer, mm-hmm. but just beer is extremely powerful. And then when I saw that video later where Joel's got the camera and I'm going, look at that sneaky little camera you've got right there. I was, but it was, you know, it was getting crazy hot in Spokane, and that is a beautiful part of the country. How are things going out in the land of Dirk and company out in Spokane? How you doing after that exciting beginning to your summer with me showing up?
Well, that was the highlight of the summer because, you know, pretty much after that we got shoved into the corner and locked down again. So
yeah,
coincidence?
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Yeah. It was weird. It was so weird because, I mean, traveling out there, one month later, I would have never in a million years done what I did. I thought we were done. Everybody in June thought we were done.
And then Spokane got the DJ variant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got that horrible DJ variant and, you know, and then that mean manager on the patio.
Oh, him.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do. You would think that when you bring that many people into a joint, you know, that people. Yeah. And by the way, Dirk, I'm sorry. The statute of limitations is not up on that. So I won't go on and on and on. But I thought that it was a happy group, wasn't it, Kaylee? Very happy group.
Very much so. Yeah, it was a great event. I was so glad that you came out and that we were able to get together. It was good.
So you've been in radio a pretty long time, right? You've been working as an AE for a good long time in the Spokane area. So you've been aware of this show for a very long time.
Yeah, I started in 1997, way, way, way back in the day when we could only sell one radio station because that was still kind of when they were separated. It was just kind of at the beginning of groups buying a bunch of radio stations, and I only sold for one radio station. Now I sell for 7.
Oof.
And do all things digital. So there's never a dull moment. And
yeah, radio it's not, you know, we always talk about the announcer part and voice tracking and all that stuff that goes on with these clusters that are purchased. But I would imagine it's the same way with account executives. When you're selling advertising, it's clustered as well. And that is probably condensed the amount of people that work doing what you do and added to the work burden for you guys. Is that the same way it's worked with you too?
Yeah, it's definitely wearing a lot of hats all at one time. It's never boring. It's almost always something new, but it feels like I'm chasing deadlines all the time.
Yeah.
And trying to put my creative hat on all the time because I'm writing radio scripts mm-hmm. and I'm coming up with the creative for everything digital and social media co-management and, you know, display and targeted email campaigns. It's exhausting, but it is fun. I really do enjoy it. So, you know,
yeah. And I remember, you know, back in the day, my memories of, you know, of radio and account executives were just, really similar to WKRP. Yep. There were so many. I go back to my earliest radio station. It was a radio station called WOHN. And I hope I get the name right. I think his name was Bob Long. I think that's what. And he's this old, grizzled veteran that had the wide tie
yep.
and was out there and was smoked like a chimney. And there were these guys that did it. That was their job. They did yep. it all the time. I don't know whether that's changed. Do you have any of the old grizzled vets anymore that exist in these radio station clusters?
Well, I think we've become the grizzled old vets.
You don't look like a grizzled old vet to me, Kaylee. No. Nothing close
there's
to that at all.
Well, there's a website, I think the last part of it says Hunter, that you could definitely just roll right into if you ever wanted to leave radio. Just okay. a wonderful thought.
What is with him?
What is wrong with you? This is a guest.
She's very attractive. I was trying to compliment her.
Hunter, I'm sure it doesn't just say Hunter.
No,
right?
No, I said that's the second half.
Yeah, Michael, we'll talk about it later. Yeah, but that's a true Rudy Martsky. Jesus, Mouse, it was a compliment.
Truly. How did you? All right, so you're with radio. So when at the very last sentence here, it says you spent some time in a Dodge Neon with Sir Mix-a-Lot. Well, you're associated with radio stations, so I can see where that might have happened. But it had to be a wonderful experience, I'm sure. There he is. Yeah.
Picture this.
Spokane, roughly 1999. I'm pregnant with my son, sticking out to here, like nine months pregnant. And I was representing a local club that had hired Sir Mix-a-Lot to perform. And they said, hey, can you pick up Sir at his motel? Motel.
Yeah.
And take him to the station for an interview. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to pick up Sir Mix-a-Lot. Right. So I get there in my 1997 Dodge Neon.
Were you taking him to the religious station?
Not that time.
News talk, Mike. News talk.
News talk. There you go.
So I go to pick him up, and it's his posse too. All crowded in my 1997 Dodge Neon, and we're driving through the parking lot of the motel, and of course bottomed out on the speed bumps. And so that was really exciting. I did get him to the station for his interview, and it all worked out. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did the car absolutely reek of marijuana after you after you got to the radio station? I'm just curious.
Surprisingly, no.
Oh, okay. That's good.
How many
were in the Raj?
How many fit?
To my memory, there were about three large gentlemen in the back, and Sir was next to me, right next to me in my car, and me with my belly out to here because my son was almost 9 pounds.
Wow!
So. Did you go into labor right after that? When Sir Mix-a-Lot got in your neon?
It took a lot of heavy breathing, Lamaze breathing after that. Yeah.
I am trying to think, Rob. I think you were with us. Do you remember? I have no idea the names.
Okay.
But they were very large gentlemen who came and visited us. And the big thing we talked about, they had women's sunglasses. They were wearing women's sunglasses.
Mike, it might have been the Fat Boys at WAVA, and that precedes me. I think they were promoting Wipeout with the Beach Boys.
I thought it was after. I don't remember. I wish I had a better memory.
But I do remember, because I remember listening. But
I want to say it was the Fat Boys.
I think it was.
No, that's too easy. I know it was somebody. I would have remembered if it was the. Did we interview the Fat Boys?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think more than once.
Rated PG.
Yeah, they were promoting Disorderlies.
So there's one. This is interesting, Kaylee. It's interesting that you've had this radio career, but there is only one sentence that I can see here in your entire bio about your fiance, who strangely sounds familiar to me too. I probably met him or have communicated with him online. Rob Clausen says he is a nice guy, but not too tech savvy. Can you possibly tell us anything more about the man who you're going to walk down the aisle with?
Well, we've known each other since we were 14.
Oh, wow. High school sweethearts. Oh, my God.
No. We were best friends in high school and we sang together. But we were just friends. And then both of us had two marriages and We reconnected about almost 8 years ago, and we've been engaged since October of 2019. And he has gone to the two Vegas shows with me.
Aww, that's okay. That's sweet.
And we were Facebook official as far as our engagement. Well, he somehow lost his login to Facebook, couldn't figure it out. And so he just got it back over the weekend and he's starting to do stuff on Facebook. I'm like, what are you doing? He made it Facebook official again. So it re-announced our engagement. People are going crazy that we got engaged. We've been engaged for 2 years.
I was so embarrassed, Mike, when we did our pre-interview. The first thing I said is, congratulations on the engagement. And she said, yeah, well.
Two years ago. Yeah. Do you have a, I know it's got to be impossible with everything we've dealt with.
Venues,
do you have a date? Do you, have you set a date for the, no. No.
No. Okay. Well, here's the thing, too. He lives in Portland, so.
Oh, Portland, and not Maine, Oregon, of course.
Oregon,
right?
Yeah. So he's a six-hour drive away from me. And so we have a business down there that we're going to expand up here. But it's kind of, it's that whole thing. I don't know, you know.
There's too much going on to add a wedding to it. I'm with you.
We need to get married tomorrow.
Yeah, and so, you know, and that with that distance between you, you will stay fond of each other for a much longer time.
That's a good point. Yeah. That is a good point. What so he does, is he involved in media at all, even though he's not tech savvy? What is he, a lumberjack or something like that? What does he do?
No, we have a commercial cleaning company, and he's a musician too. So, but we have a commercial cleaning company.
Okay, it's not that like that movie Sunshine Cleaning, where they clean up dead bodies or anything like that, is it?
Not most days.
Oh, that's good. There was interesting
Mike,
pause.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What instrument is to the right of you? Is that a cello?
Would be an upright bass.
Ooh. Oh, so an acoustic bass. Yeah. My God, that's awesome. Do you play that?
Oh, no. I share my office with my, you'll love this, Oscar, my roommate.
Oh, really?
My son is my roommate, and he's 22. And I thought he was going to go to college to be an electrical engineer because he's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he got into music and decided that he wanted to major in music, in jazz. At EWU, Eastern Washington University.
What do I hear? What do I hear about? Are you playing something? Why do you sneak these things in where I can hardly hear them?
Because I think she's setting up the fact that he's in a band and I have their single that I'm playing.
Well, turn it up so we can hear it, for God's sake. Is this him singing?
He sings back up and plays bass.
Oh. Yeah. And I'm not the man to worry about the weather. And I am kind of proud of him.
Oh.
The person playing on their album is called Mom's Proud. And the band is Snacks at Midnight. And the person playing the piano on that cut is Ty Bailey, who is Katy Perry's keyboardist. Wow. He plays on two of the songs on their album.
Oh, so, real deal here. Real, I get to.
But it's too late, so I stop now.
Give it a little more, please. I love it.
It's a great song.
Really, really love it. And he's playing the bass on this? And it's a bassy tune, too.
In lots the video, Mike, he's playing bass and grilling burgers. So it's...
So he's a talented bass player. I love bass.
Yeah.
I really, really love that.
He is very talented. They've gotten some notice. So they've gotten some notice across the pond. And the guy that, one of the people that is really involved in music said he, you know, he listened to their album and he said next year, instead of them having to hump around and play a bunch of gigs to pay for their production, he said, they'll be in LA and someone else will be paying for it.
Oh, so, it's man, great. Mom, I think that is so very cool. That is, look, music, I do it as when I was a program director a million years ago, and you listen to music a certain way, and I still do it the same way. And that's why I said, stop, everybody, turn it up, because it had a instantaneous sound to it. And that's great. Well, I wish your son the best of luck. You were going to say something, Rob?
Yeah, I actually, when she sent me the text, that should be the single that I should listen to, because we talked about it yesterday. I just played it on my phone in the production room. Pony stopped what he was doing and said, what is that? I mean, it's catchy like that. And then he said, I'm going to college.
No. There you go. Well, this is so cool, and I really feel a connection since we went out there the first time I'd ever been out in the Pacific Northwest and got to hang with all of you guys out there in Spokane. It was truly awesome, and you know, and your radio connection too. You know, we're always available too.
Yes.
We're always available at any of those cluster of stations out
we're
there.
We're programmed for actual. Station. We've got.
We are programmed for radio.
You
pass that along, please.
You know, I'm going to keep nudging my bosses because I think it would be awesome to have you guys on the air here.
Yeah. I will participate in any conference call. That's fine. But just remember, it's on my terms. Yeah. It is generous. I've said no multiple times.
He's better in afternoons.
I'm up at 5:45. What do you say? I don't care about what I'm doing. Before we let you go, Kaylee, is there anybody you want to say hello to while we have you here?
Well, I want to say hello to Dirk because he's the one that talked me into this. And I also want to tell
you know, of course he's around. Yeah. Of course, a pretty lady. Yeah. Of course, yes. Dirk is hovering around.
Don't rush into marriage.
I swear, there he is.
Take your time.
I think you should go on there. Yes. Can we have another two martinis, please?
No reason to rush into any marriage.
The other thing that I would like to say is please go to beyondpink.net. Our event is going to be all virtual, but we're going to be live on stage. It's a bra fashion show and auction. There's trips. There's all kinds of stuff to bid on. I'm going to be singing background for one of our models. So it's the most fun you'll have saving lives. We raise money for thermograms so that we can prevent breast cancer because it picks up breast disease before a mammogram even will.
Wow. And beyondpink.net is the address for all the information on that event. And by the way, I kid Dirk because I love Dirk. Dirk probably does more for me on my anniversary and Carla's birthday than I've done in the last 5 years. So I just wanted to share that. That is absolutely true. Haley, Kaylee, I have to tell you, good luck with everything, especially I know you sound really, really excited about your son and the name of that band that we all should be paying attention to?
Snacks at Midnight.
Love that name of the band. Thank you so very, very much.
Thank you.
Continue to support us in any way you can. You sound like a go-getter. And to Mr. Clausen, you got a winner there, okay? Make those six-hour drives more often than not, okay?
Exactly,
absolutely.
Pay
Kaylee
taxes.
Harner, our TMOS talking head. Thank you very much, Kaylee.
Thank you. Yay, Kaylee. You rock.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We will take a short break, and we will come right back with the homepage. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Very good, Kaylee. Thank you.
Beep, 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 yeah!
In this defensive driving class, you will learn a set of driving skills that allows you to defend yourself against possible collisions caused by bad drivers, drunk drivers, and poor weather.
With most motorists driving defensively, the road is wide open for someone to play the opposite side of the ball. It's the Poly Christine Offensive Driving Academy.
You, pal! You mutter! How's that for a turn signal?
Oh. Take it from the Poly Christine Driving Academy cheerleaders.
Aggressive.
Those ladies know how to do it.
The downside to offensive driving is a lot of exterior body damage to your vehicle. The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center is your one-stop shop for all of your auto body needs.
Paint, Bondo, buffers, sanders, and more. Available through Target and Walmart online. Just click the Money Metal banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
And let God sort them out.
Oh. Baby, you can drive my car.
Wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we all shop online and we all want the best deal. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. Stuff like tech and gaming products, popular fashion brands, even food delivery. How does it work? Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down. And all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey does its thing. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over 2 billion,
yeah,
with a B, dollars in savings. Don't miss out. Smart shopper Rob Spiewak just saved over $45 on printer ink with one click. Tell me about that one, baby.
Here's the deal. Wow. I'm not gonna credit the store, because this is not the store. This is Honey. You gotta buy printer ink anyway, and it's expensive. It's a racket. So I go in and I order, and I'm like, this sucks. And then the Honey thing pops down. I click it, and
bingo,
$45 off. And I'm like,
bingo.
Yeah.
If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
This is The Homepage, and we start today with a little information for our D.C. friends.
Okay.
If you're going to participate in the Women's March on Washington, D.C. on Saturday, well, you might want to leave your Handmaid's Tale costume at home.
What?
They've banned them.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Have you told Cousin Anne?
And doubt I have not. She'd be in there because she's wearing the hall monitor.
That's true.
Outfit.
She could get
the red hoodie. Organizers for the women's marches have updated their website to include these outfits on their "What Should I Not Bring" list. They said, quote, "The use of Handmaid's Tale imagery to characterize the controlling of women's reproduction has proliferated primarily by white women across the country since the show has gained popularity."
Mike, I've brought up the website here. It turns out your Cousin Anne she's not going to be marching. She has a food truck, and she's selling hot soup.
No, you got it wrong. No.
What is it?
Dowd's Dogs. Anyway,
they Anne's said,
let's see, it's gained popularity. The message continues to create more fragmentation, often around race and class. It erases the fact that black women, undocumented women, incarcerated women, poor women, and disabled women have always had their reproduction freedom controlled. Now, on the other hand, there's the Handmaid's Army DC group, who do wear these costumes to their protests because they have different agendas and methods. They said they will not be joining the Women's March event in costume.
Hmm.
So there's that. I just thought, Rob, I know you were planning on going down there, so you have to leave the costume at home.
Well, no, F that. I'm going to keep the costume and stay home.
I'll be downtown. I'll give you a full report.
Thank
Please
you.
Do. I'd love to hear about that. Oh, I love Shaq. I've always wanted that. That's my bucket list. If we had Shaq,
yes,
I'd be all like that because I'm just such a big fan. Shaq did a DJ set as his alter ego, DJ Diesel, at the Lost Lands Festival in Ohio this past weekend. After he did the DJ set, he attempted his first stage dive.
Oh my God.
No.
This is a man who grabs life and is enjoying life, and I think it's spectacular. Well, it wasn't technically a stage dive because he didn't jump from the stage. He just leapt over a barricade into the crowd. Now, Shaq is 7'1 and about 300 pounds, so guess what happened? That's right. The crowd didn't stand a chance. They tried to hold him up, but he pretty much went straight to the ground. He seemed to enjoy himself, though.
Good.
Nobody
good.
Was hurt, so that's the important thing, you know. I'm going to jump in the crowd.
That's ballsy.
Yeah, he could take out a few people.
There you go. Next Monday is Britney Spears' night on Dancing with the Stars. Because right now, the best way to exploit her is to announce to the world how much you're against people exploiting her.
That's the way to do it.
Pro dancer Gleb Savchenko says, quote, "We're doing a whole night dedicated to Britney."
You know, this wouldn't happen if Bergeron was still there.
No, they probably wouldn't let that happen.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
I was wrong, by the way. Like, I really thought that they were going to give her father the keys to her kingdom for
Spears
for the rest of her life, and nothing.
No.
I mean, it's all over.
No, he's kind of he's kind of a bad dude with all that surveillance and stuff. You know,
we easily forget how crazy things were.
Things were nuts.
Yep.
And monitoring the cell phone, I understand. Surveillance in the home, I'm not quite sure about.
Yeah, and why is she wearing a Handmaid's Tale outfit?
Well, they're really, they say they're supporting Britney, but we really think they're supporting ratings.
They like that.
Yeah. We're not going to exploit her while we exploit her. Hallelujah. That's what we do. The website, babycenter.com. We've talked about baby names in the past. We had the top ones. This year's top names were Olivia and Liam. But those lists are based on people who have already had babies.
Oh, babies.
So this is more like a teaser for next year's list. Google Trends looked at the top baby names we've been Googling over the past year, and Olivia still hanging in there at number one. Mm-hmm. But Liam didn't even make the top 10 for boys.
Finally.
So it was just fickle. Finally, it's out of there.
You, all that campaigning you've done, your anti-Liam campaigning?
Enough Liams.
I have a very particular set of skills. Anyhow.
I hate me brother.
The top trending girl names are... Wow, this surprises me. Olivia, Autumn,
mm-hmm.
Really?
Everly.
Really?
Isla, Naomi, Ariana, Amelia, Ileana, Mila, and Aria.
A lot of Oz.
Yeah, and seven of them are appearing at Good Guys.
There you go. Hey, guys, let's, hey, all right. I wish I had that song. Do you have Girls, Girls, Girls?
Give me one quick second.
I have, no, that's so, it's so baby, it's weird.
It has to, it's killing,
there we go.
Now, all right, everybody, please welcome back to the stage right now, all the ladies that you like, don't forget to dip them. Please welcome Mila, Ileana, Amelia, Ariana, Naomi, Isla, Everly, Autumn, and Olivia.
Don't forget the food special, DJ Diesel.
That's right.
That's right. Two for one beers every Thursday here on Amateur Night. And also, don't forget to check out our top sirloin steak.
Oh.
Hair optional.
Oh.
All right. The top boy names we're currently Googling are Luca, number one.
Luca.
Hey, there he
Luca.
Is.
Finally, some respect.
Aiden. Kai. Oh, George Carlin is rolling over in his grave right now.
Where's Tucker?
Caleb. Maverick.
Hey, I hate Caleb.
Maverick.
Maverick. Finally. Levi. Jackson, spelled J-A-X-O-N. Jackson again. No, they messed that up. Spelled the regular way. And then Logan in ninth, and Hunter in 10th place.
I like Logan.
Logan. Hunter? Where's Hunter? Where's Tucker?
Where's Eddie? He was here a minute ago. Come on, give me a break. Yeah. Police in Florida took Jackass star Bam Margera to a rehab facility Sunday. This is interesting after we had a conversation with Steve-O last week. After they found him acting out of control at a Tampa Bay area hotel. The former MTV Wildman's antics prompted officers from the Pinellas County Sheriff to respond to a report of an emotionally disturbed person at the Don Cesar Hotel in St. Pete Beach, Florida.
On that last story, Mike, are you sure the name Bam wasn't among them?
Bam!
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 Boom, bam. The exact nature of Margera's disturbance was not disclosed, but officers found that he had a legal order against him requiring cops to take him to rehab. So officers took him into custody. They received a call that something was going wrong, and that's according to the Sheriff's Department spokesperson. The quote is, when deputies arrived, they were informed that Mr. Margera had an ex parte order. Okay. No more partay for you.
Hey, partay.
That's a judge's order for court-ordered rehab. Those are taken out by a third party on behalf of the person. That
Mike,
sounds like
a
lot of
partay.
Legalese. Yeah, a partay. So somebody else, like a third person, can take out something that we order, or a judge can do it. I don't know.
What's
I have no idea.
I don't want this to end tragically, but it feels like nobody can get him under control. It's just it's just so sad.
Yeah.
It sucks. And, you know, especially with the fact that, you know, based on our conversation last week, those guys are still out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chance to make big money if he was involved in the recent movie. I think that movie's going to be a monster.
Yeah. And he broke his terms.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that, and we never asked Steve-O because we were so captivated by his story about jumping out of an airplane naked that we never got around to asking them what the split is. What's the cut?
Well, we're going to have him in December. We can ask him then. And by the way,
I'd like to know how who gets it. Does Knoxville grab all the, the cream from the top and let it filter on down to the other guys? I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
I have to compliment both of you guys. I got a rare text from Robert. He said, "You had Steve-O on your show." I said, "Yeah, it was really good." He said, "I listened. It was tough."
Oh, that's good.
Which is good.
The,
I
mean,
which
that's the kids
good.
Are saying?
High
which is good.
Praise. High praise yeah. from wow. a guy.
No so, cap.
Yeah, exactly.
I said the same thing about 3 weeks ago. Laura got some Publix, the grocery store down here, some pork chops.
Yes.
And I said the same. I gave her the same compliment after dinner was over. Yes. I said, these were tough.
Mike, did you mean to say Laura?
Oh, did I say?
Yeah.
Laura?
Yeah. That
oh
has,
my
to,
God.
Has to have been a misstep.
Well, we had a morning. Anyway, oh no, that's terrible. I shouldn't say. I just made it worse.
When you said it, oh, I literally
in
felt
so
Oscar's
much
eyes.
Trouble. Yeah. Leave it in. Do not edit it
don't,
out. I want to suffer.
Don't.
No. I want to
You've
suffer.
You've been a bad, bad boy, Mr.
I've Bear. Been a bad, bad boy. It was a tough morning with us.
Oh,
this is
no.
our day to
it
hang
happens.
Out.
It happens.
We hung out. We ran our little errands, everything they got done, and then I was impatient with a lady that was backing out of a parking space, and she was taking too long, and then it all began to go downhill.
You ruined yeah. it.
And then it was horrible.
Ruined.
I was accused of being a monster, and I'm not a monster. I'm a
no,
good, loving
Oscar,
man.
Oscar's a monster.
I'm the monster.
That's Oscar's
right.
the
yeah,
monster.
That's right.
God damn it. Don't forget that. All right. Wow, I can't believe
Kitty?
I did that. And now a little something, something. I had two big glasses of wine last night.
Big.
I never do.
Yeah.
Just checking. I'll have two
tonight, too. In fact, I never do.
In fact, I never do. Now here is... Here is a little something, something.
Good.
Dangerously high levels of Class A drugs have been found in the river running through the Glastonbury Music Festival, not in my hometown,
oh.
in jolly old England.
Okay.
That's according to scientists. I'm not, no, you are not going to laugh at your own kicker. You're not.
You got
no. work to
Come
do.
Come on, Mike, you got this.
You got
You have work to do.
Professional.
Yeah. I won't be able to do this successfully if I start laughing.
No.
Hold on.
All right.
Researchers found that during the five-day festival, levels of MDMA, I don't know what that is. Does
ecstasy.
Anybody do...
It's the key ingredient
ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
And cocaine.
So I've heard.
And THC were so high, it was affecting local wildlife. Music fans who have chosen to forego the Somerset Festival's toilets in favor of peeing on land and in the river are blamed for the dangerous levels. Following the discovery, experts are urging future festival goers, say that 12 times fast,
yes.
to use the event's official facilities. When asked about the problem by reporters, one of the fish said,
yeah,
what it not, mate? Straight. I just hope they come back next year.
I'm sorry.
So, Oscar,
I'm trying to do the underwater voice with a British accent.
And a druggy do. And a druggy
yeah,
inflection.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
high
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
real
good stuff.
Okay, no big problem. It's gonna be fine.
That's next level stuff, right?
Next
there.
Next year, spawn
Thank
of
you.
Fish is yeah. gonna be out of this
Thank
world.
That's right.
That's I'm such an idiot.
This fish yep. has a tattoo.
Oh wow! Can't believe I used
on
that name.
Ass.
Though. All right. Okay, I'm in trouble. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to get an update on Oscar's family and find out if he's in trouble too. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. It's aging television heartthrob Tom Selleck. Back in the 80s, I played a Hawaiian detective on Magnum P.I. Look, this isn't my first rodeo.
Look.
Let me tell you something. I wouldn't be here today if I thought the Mike O'Mara bonus show took advantage of any American podcast listener. Or worse, that it was some kind of way to take your home. Now, who the hell am I kidding? I'd sell my own grandmother for a hot lunch. No, a Mike O'Mara bonus show subscription isn't some kind of trick to take away your home. In fact, it's quite affordable. I mean, I can't afford that kind of thing anymore, but surely you can. After all, this is how Mike, Rob, and Oscar try to feed their families. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and start your subscription today, won't you? Look, I'm proud to be part of the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show family. I trust them, and I think you can too. The other thing people always ask me is if I banged Courtney Cox when I was on Friends. Yes. Yes, I did. And I think you could too.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's talk about ears.
Ears,
Love
baby.
Ears.
Just like fingerprints, no two ears are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably start getting uncomfortable after a while. And that's no good.
No.
No.
Good.
Mm.
Ultimate Ears fits true wireless custom fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change all that. These are the world's most comfortable earbuds. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put when you're on the go, and they feel great. Ultimate Ears fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your unique shape. And their charge lasts all day. Ultimate Ears fits are perfect for listening to your favorite shows, like this one, right up until bedtime, and for either music or voice. The sound is amazing, and if you don't love them like we do, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits. Just use the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits or TMOS. I'd like to say hi to Carla.
Carla!
Carla O'Mara?
Carla O'Mara.
Yes, Carla O'Mara.
Third one.
Very nice. Yes, a little rough today. Speaking of rough, you had said that you made a little commentary a couple of days ago on the show.
Yes.
A little story about mom and all that. I know we're not going to rehash it because I don't want to do that with you.
You should have listened. Shame, you got shame. What's your name?
You got serious blowback all the way down from South America. You got blowback.
Yes.
And I was curious. You were really diving into work and avoiding the conflict or the scolding. And I knew you weren't going to be able to avoid it last night, as you said.
I'm still scared of my father at age 43.
Have you responded to him yet?
Yes. I called him. My father at age 80 goes to bed at roughly 8:30 p.m. And we are an hour behind ahead of his time zone in La Paz, Bolivia, where he is currently residing. Gotcha.
So you need to call him before 9:30 local time.
Yes, but I called him at 8:45 because I'm a coward his time, hoping that he was in bed. So
you're the equivalent of an email that you get at 4:58 on a Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sure. Yes. It's a strategy.
Because I'm a child and I was beaten as a child, right? So I have this trauma that I'm still fighting through. So I call my father. He answers all groggy because I guess that's when, the melatonin hits him.
Hello.
Are you doing Miracle on 34th Street?
Yes.
Why, we love that you discuss our personal medical issues on the podcast.
Yes. Pardon me, darling.
I think it'd be simply charming.
I got to watch that movie.
You do. You'd be laughing like Rob and I are right now.
I live on 34th Street. I need to watch. It's been years.
Okay.
Hey, there's another clue for those people who are stalking Oscar.
Find me.
34th Street.
Yes.
Thin house.
That's exciting.
So, he says, hello. This is WhatsApp. So that's already choppy as it is because he's so cheap. He won't pay for high speed internet.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I'm like, Dad, I saw you calling the text. He goes, sí. De fregar con tu mamá. Basically, stop effing with your mom. And then I said, pero. He goes, no, pero. Estoy durmiendo. No buts, I'm sleeping. And then
I love your dad.
And then he
I
goes,
really do.
Te voy a llamar mañana. Tengo que dormir. I'll call you tomorrow. I need to sleep. Click. Done.
Did he call you today?
Yes, and I didn't answer twice because I was working.
Oh, Oscar, come on!
I was working.
Deal with it. You got to pull the Band-Aid off. Yeah.
That's gonna piss him off more if you don't talk to him.
I don't need him ruining my day, Mike. I'd rather do it at the end of the day.
Well, you called him and you made contact. So technically,
the don't F with your mom.
And he scolded you. Yeah. So you know, really, that's it. And maybe he would call you to talk. No, you just don't want the. So you got the abbreviated, I'm going to sleep. I don't want to deal with this.
I have avoided a call from my dad twice today and once from my sister in Los Angeles.
Right. Right.
And am I proud of it? No, America, I am not.
But successful thus far.
Yes.
And Mike, I actually have tape of the call with Oscar's father.
Okay, let's listen to
that. Hello, Mr. Shellhammer.
Yes, just a moment. Mrs. Shellhammer wants to talk to you.
What?
I've made the martinis.
I could listen to this.
Me too.
It feels wonderful.
I could listen to this a million times. Brilliant actress.
Yeah,
Hello. Hello?
No.
Wrong side. She's talking into the earpiece.
Thank you, darling.
Now he straightens it up for her.
Still wrong.
Hello?
No, dear.
She messes it up again.
Oh, darling. How silly of me. Hello? Why, we'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with us. I think it would be simply charming.
So that's Oscar's dad.
There it is. That's a whatever. What about your sister?
My sister called. Then she said she sent me a text right after. She said, "Call me when you can. I'm in spotty service." So I'm holding off to the end of the day, Mike.
Did you? Oh my God! How do you deal with
trying
that?
To build an empire. Never, I don't need them talking to me. I'm doing my job.
Oh God! I would never be. No, you're not. You're not doing your job. You're procrastinating. You're trying to avoid it. You're deflecting. Yeah, I couldn't last a day with knowing that many people were mad at me. Have you talked to your mother at all?
No.
So you're really, there is no, what you're telling me
is, nothing has happened.
Is there really is no update at all.
Well, you know what? The fact that he woke his father up.
I called my dad.
That's an update. Yes. That's an update.
A win.
I called him.
All right. In your mind.
Yes.
Just the ABCs of Oscar.
Yes.
Do you feel as though by having your father say, don't F with your mother, that.
The heavy stuff's over.
The heavy lifting is over. Yes. You don't need to deal with the secondary players.
I have to call because he'll call me out on not calling, which is fine.
Okay. Right.
But so I will call again today and make sure I make some sort of impact on the call prior to 8:30. Yesterday's tactic was, fine, I got to deal with this. I'm going to call.
Do you call him on WhatsApp?
I call him on WhatsApp.
Okay, just checking.
You still don't know who the source was. You think it's your sister. It's probably your sister.
I don't know who Kaiser Sose is yet.
Okay, well, I will find out. All right, that's good.
Yes.
I like that update. I can't wait to hear more about it. Listen, I want to talk about the fact that I think we were mocking this man the other day, but this this horrible guy, Brian Laundry, that everybody's talking about. And by the way, as far as people of color, who go missing all the time and don't get nearly this, I hear you.
That's fine.
We'll talk about all that when we come back.
Yeah, boy!
Rick Schofield.
Let's kick it.
O'Mara.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
All right, stop.
Tuning in
and listen.
Mike is back with the podcast invention.
Download
TMOS on the daily. Become a P1 just like
Share it daily. Mike,
Oscar, Rob, and Pony. That's the crew of my podcast, Homie.
I got a fever. And the only prescription
is an annual bonus subscription.
Go
to MichaelMaraShow.com. Like the views of a comedy laugh bomb.
iTunes,
Google Play, and
Stitcher.
Spotify, make your smartphone richer.
Love it or leave it, you better hit play. You'll eat it all up.
Yo,
the whole tray?
If there was a problem, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while Pony revolves.
Mike, baby.
Look it out.
O'Mara.
Mike, baby.
Oh, we're lucky.
So great.
We are lucky. Well, that's fantastic. Was that Rick participating in that too?
Rick was in on it, and I believe Twitch was doing some of the rapping as well. Some of the verses.
Great job, guys. Thank you. When was the last time you checked on the current value of your home? With home equity rising at the highest level in years, you may be sitting on a golden opportunity without even knowing it. The nationwide average, homes have increased 18% in value. It's for the birds. It's bananas.
It's bananas,
it's
Oscar.
Kukula.
Bananas.
Yours could be worth even more. So what does this mean for you? With record low interest rates and the availability of all this equity, you can remove PMI, pay off credit cards, student loans, or take that vacation you've been putting off, making all of it tax deductible. It's even more important now to work with a team you can trust. And I trust my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First, a direct lender. They have their own money, so they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, and they will tell you what your home is worth, and there's no obligation for that. So if you want to just know, you know, what could I get for my refi or home equity, you know, they'll let you know. Whether a refinance or purchasing a new home, you need to call now. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. All right, so down here in Florida, I tell you, it's really in my face, and I try to keep a dull roar on this, although as each news cycle goes by, there is less and less attention.
Right, people are getting bored
with
it. They're getting bored.
That came back from Grand Teton National Park, and you know, everything points to the fact that he was involved in the death of his fiance. And you know, we were all mocking Dog the Bounty Hunter,
of course,
right? When these cops were out in the middle of this swamp preserve.
Yeah.
Well, there's this other place that's very close to where the Laundry family lives. It's called Fort DeSoto Park, and I guess the tip line or Dog himself, I don't know, he got hip to the fact that, I remember I watched the video of it when he said, three people came into the park, two people came out of the park. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have photographic evidence of this, this had happened. But, you know, who knows? It's crazy. It really is.
Is the narrative that his family went camping with him after the murder?
Yes.
Is that still viable?
Wow.
I don't know because I haven't gotten the latest update.
But do you go camping with your son after you murder someone? Is that something that's protocol?
Well, if it is, if you need to clear your mind.
Wasn't it the family that told him he was in this swamp area? This Fort DeSoto Park is another massive Florida preserve.
They're going to find this guy playing ping pong and ding dang 5 years from now. Like, it's just...
Already in Thailand or something like that?
He should pay for his alleged crimes. Jesus.
Yeah, but do you think...
At least be brought in front of a judge and a jury.
I think he's probably still in the United States. I don't think he could get out of the country.
Why?
Because
people can get in all the time. They can get out.
But they're looking. They're really looking for this guy.
The only thing I would tell you, Rob, is that this guy had plenty of time to actually
I guess
this,
you're right. I guess you're right. Yeah,
it wasn't on a no-fly list.
Yeah, like, but they didn't do any IDs. Of that. He was a person of interest. He wasn't even a person of interest when this was first going down. The guy can't grow hair.
Yeah.
But this started to get crazy when they found her body.
Just Floridian traveling before this all broke.
But we all agreed that we hoped, even though he was never, even before he was a person of interest, he had to have been the number one suspect. They had to have been at least trying to follow
him. We're all sitting here playing, detectives online.
Sure, sure.
Mike, you mentioned, it's not an anecdote, it's at the forefront where people of color and the marginalized have not ever had what we like to call, I guess, in the press, equal press
representation.
Representation to their disappearance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
it's
totally true. And you go back on the history of national media stories that explode. How many times are you going to go back and look at those? And how many times is it involving a white blonde girl?
Even further.
Okay.
And look, this is not an original thought. I've heard this in other places and seen it. That if you're obese, they still don't look for you. You have to be attractive.
Well, it's harder to get lost if you're obese because it's easier to spot you.
Rob, Rob's bitter because of that one time where he was it Rock Creek Park?
Yes.
Where you got lost
grilling at Rock Creek Park and I took a bad turn.
Isn't that when you...
Yes, I brought it.
It was after dark when they found him. Isn't that the time that on that helicopter they burned out the infrared camera when they spotted
him? Yeah, and they also burned two rotors when they tried to take off.
They needed to bring that special chopper and they used for wildfires.
Exactly.
They got mixed up, like
they dropped water on
me. He jumped in the bucket.
I know. In the bucket. Harper, we can't get this bucket off the ground. We cannot get this bucket off the ground. All right, let me see. This says, I don't know whether I got this right or not. It does say 7 hours ago. Dog the Bounty Hunter who planned... Now, we mocked him because we thought he was exploiting this, which he is.
Yeah.
And he's out there, but he's working on it. And this is what, the dude became famous because that's what he does. He tracks people down.
Yeah.
It says here, Dog the Bounty Hunter who plans to set up camp in Florida in his search for Brian Laundrie said in a new interview that he's eager to speak with the fugitive's dad, noting that in 50% of the time, parents know where the kids are. Well, duh. I think we all know that, right? That's nothing new.
Clever.
Dwayne Chapman told Dr. Oz on Tuesday that parents typically claim they have no clue where their children are, but it's not true.
You know, and to be fair, we're giving Dog a hard time, but Dr. Oz isn't doing anything.
No.
Where are all the realities?
He's not out there in the swamp.
No, neither are the Real Housewives, Mike. A lot of these reality stars aren't lifting a finger, and do they really care?
How much time do you think Dog spends in front of a mirror in the morning? Just out of curiosity. Before he leaves the house, before he does that, with that blonde hair and that tanning and
if he does, Mike,
the sunglasses and the jean embroidered shirts and all that.
If he does indeed cast a reflection, He's in front of the mirror.
He's not Dracula, Rob. He's not.
He's in front of the mirror for a good 18 minutes.
Look, right. Worst case scenario, you're still bringing attention to a case that America's
should with, be
within the last 3 to 4 days, at least, is waning nationally on that story.
Yeah.
So anyway, this latest, the very latest, at least that I have with this taping, Brian Laundrie may have been spotted in a selfie days before Gabby Petito was reported missing. A Florida couple claims they camped next to Laundrie and his family just days before his girlfriend was reported missing and may have unwittingly captured him in a selfie. Apparently, they were at the campground when we were there, and they were right next to us. That's Marcy Newsom of Fort Myers.
We're going camping, and guess who we got in the selfie? Is that guy.
That guy?
That guy, Brian Laundrie.
I thought it was Laundrie.
What if I went out and got a brownish gray wig
yes,
with shoulder-length hair
yes,
and just started knocking on doors?
What would you say?
I'd have to do my David Letterman voice. You see anybody? See anybody around? Newsom said she and her husband, Kenny. Camp next to hello everyone, considered him the culprit of the county.
For God's sakes, turn around.
For God's sakes, turn around. Come out of the swamp. Camp next to now missing Brian Laundrie, 23. God, he's only 23. God, I hope they get him. I don't know. We're all captured. Right? What's the point? I mean, but I can understand the people that feel marginalized by this, right?
Yes.
I get it. You were saying it's not an original idea, right?
Yeah. I think the sad truth in this country at the moment, and it's been for some time, especially with the advent of social media, where you see someone that's attractive, then you find all of their social media pieces.
Attractive or
famous.
Yeah.
Yes. But I still think attractive trumps famous.
Attractive can be a total nobody, but they will be elevated to that status very quickly if they are
female higher
pretty
than male. Yep. That's the mm-hmm totem pole.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's something I want to say. That it's not tactful or classy. I'm going to say this because I think it's just a fact.
All right. Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the totem pole is, unfortunately, it's you have to be attractive if you're white and you're female. You will be at the top, you are number one with a bullet.
It sucks, and I get it. And really, I mean, we have to consider how many every day. And, you know, this goes back, when you talk about famous, this goes back to the Lindbergh baby and probably further than that, where, you know, it was the big deal because it
white
was Charles
baby
Lindbergh, you know, it was a white baby.
Yeah, blonde hair.
It sucks. I'm thinking about, you know, as a taxpayer down here, the money that's been spent looking for the person of interest. And what pisses me off more than anything else is that I think that they should have done a better job. But Oscar said it, I think, on last week's show, or maybe the week before that, that was a hell of a delay before Mama and Dada up in Long Island reported this girl missing.
That's why
it was kind of heavy duty. And of course, the parents are complicit. That goes without saying.
Oh, of course.
And that's why they didn't report anything that was unwise. The whole thing, I think also the nature of this with the parents, which you don't have happen all the time, with the parents' complicity in this, that's what a lot of people are curious. I know as a father of two daughters, I am fascinated by what the hell, what are you doing? What is the situation with this?
Because we're wrapped up in the world of, you have to have a family like the Gettys to help you cover up. You have to be financially, you have to be wealthy, you have to be aristocrat to cover up crimes.
But, you know, to take the next leap, the kind of family that thinks they can cover up a crime like this is going to breed a son that thinks he can get away with the crime.
Yeah. And this family, for by all means, looks like they're, you know, maybe upper middle class, and just the delay and the bringing an attorney on early to cover CYA, it just screams, We wanted to help my son, and we don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
I got a 2 minutes ago update that a specialized dive team is back at the scene of the massive search for Brian Laundrie at a swampy Florida park. That's the previous park, the Carlton Reserve, 25,000 acres, okay. By the way. Let me see. They are looking for him.
Did they find his body?
They're looking for him in the water. Divers were dispatched to the Carlton Reserve as the search for Laundrie near 2 weeks. Police confirmed that the teams who were initially deployed last week remain part of the search for Laundrie. Dive teams have been in and out of the search for a while. They are still active in the search process. You have to say there's a reason for that.
Yeah, you would think.
You have to say there's a reason for that. So we'll let you know. And by the way, if he offed himself and, I still think the mama and papa owe it to this girl's family to come clean. But I bet they never will.
Am I a conspiracy theory guy if I say that they're doing this search for the body charade to put him
as a ruse
off balance, thinking that they think he's dead?
Wow. That would be next level.
Well, I think you talked to James Patterson recently, and you're creating that fiction.
Well, actually, I spoke to President Bill Clinton. It was his plot arc.
There you go. Thank you very much. I wrote the book. Now, we've got to take a break. We will come back. Rob Spiewak has a dumpster full of
sounds
that he will play for you. And there will be someone alive or dead in the bottom. Speaking of dead. In the bottom of a dumpster.
Dead.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You have the privilege of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you heard the latest bonus show? If you haven't, here's what you missed.
Margaritas are like a woman's breasts. Two are great.
Yep.
Three are too many.
He's very distracting. He's fun.
You're so late for school, I said.
I want to take your phone.
All right, let's do the fat attack.
The 2000th churro is free.
You know what? Why don't we do a live show?
For 30 years?
We should do that.
I would love that.
If you don't have a bonus show subscription, what are you waiting for? It's your only chance to get that fifth hour of comedy power delivered to your device every Friday. Be a part of the fun and get your subscription now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I like those promos where you absolutely have no idea what's going on.
It makes you want to listen to like put it together, right?
This weekend, Tom Brady returns to the New England area for the biggest game of the year. And well, he's not returning to the area. He's going to go to the stadium.
No, he's going to he's going to do the whole area.
He's going to do a flyby.
Yeah.
The stakes have never been higher at MyBookie, whether you're backing the Bucks or the Pats this Sunday. The game is always more exciting when you've got money on it at MyBookie, certainly when your team is no longer a factor after only 3 games in the NFL season. Get in on the action and take this game to a whole new level. At MyBookie, both teams are sporting top defenses, and nobody knows each other better than Brady and Belichick. Slow and steady will win this race. Smart money bets the under. I don't know, man. Tom Brady with a rookie quarterback for the Pats. You don't know. Don't wait around. Join MyBookie now and bet on the biggest game of the season. Use our promo code TMOS and double your first deposit. Are you listening? That's promo code TMOS to get double your first deposit with MyBookie and start your winning season right now. Sunday night, under the lights. It's the biggest game of the year, so get in on it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. Light it up!
Spit it, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, let's open up the thing and see if there's anybody in the bottom.
This is Johnny Olsen speaking for Match Game 73, a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production. Stay tuned for Secret Storm next over most of these CBS stations.
Secret Storm, Mike.
Dead.
Very dead. Lifetime. Yeah. He's a resident. He actually has a condo in the dumpster.
Johnny Gilbert, alive.
Is he?
I think he is.
All right, we'll check.
He's still on Jeopardy.
Well, yeah, but who knows?
This is Jeopardy, right? That's
checked?
Johnny Gilbert.
Yeah, but have you checked today is what I'm saying.
Or the pond.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I should say it. I'll give the long version of it. Mayim Bialik?
Mayim Bialik.
Mayim Bialik?
Mayim Bialik.
Fantastic host.
Yeah.
You don't need to go any further. She's great. I've been watching her. She owns it. She owns it completely. Just don't dick around anymore. Just keep her in the spot.
Oh, no, they're going to keep dicking around. This is what they
do. Yeah, they will. They're idiots. All right.
Okay, so I know we were bitter that the Stones did their first performance without Charlie Watts.
They did it for Bob Kraft.
Yeah, but they did their first real concert in St. Louis, and they did a very, very nice tribute to Charlie Watts. I think this is from ABC News.
It was a moving moment last night in St. Louis. The Rolling Stones back on stage, their first public concert without their beloved friend and drummer of nearly 60 years. paying tribute to Charlie Watts. Mick Jagger holding Keith Richards' hand, talking about their friend.
This is our first tour that we've ever done without him. We all miss Charlie so much on the stage and off the stage. And we'd like to dedicate this tour to Charlie. So, it's to you, Charlie!
I think that's nice. I'm glad they're not coming to our area because I'd be conflicted as to whether or not I'd
Charlie?
Want to go see it. Not that Charlie. Not that Charlie. No. I've seen
I'm
them.
Playing the drums.
That would be, bring in another track. That way they don't have to change the monogram.
Yes, you would, because it would be CS.
Exactly.
Because his last name is not Watts, it's Stu Engstabilak.
Does he have a middle name?
He might tomorrow. He might come by for a visit tomorrow.
I would love that. I would think that'd be so nice.
I think Charlie might stop by.
Now, this is something, you know, the whole thing of rickrolling people has become a thing. It has been a thing for a long time.
Rickrolling?
Yeah, where you send someone, like they mention something and they say, oh, I have a link to that.
Yeah.
And they send a blind link and you click it and it's Rick Astley singing Never Gonna Give You Up.
Okay.
And it's called Rickrolling and it's been going on for a while. I've always thought Rick Astley had a great voice. His album, I have two of his albums, and those songs are not, his hits are not his best work. He's got a good voice. And
I have always felt, Rob Spiewak, that his voice is the voice of someone who's trying to make himself sound lower. Never gonna give
you
up.
Yeah, you know what? I think that might have been.
Never gonna let you down.
That might have been the case then. I agree with you.
He looks like he's a leprechaun.
He's too tall.
Is he tall?
He's tall and thin.
Yeah, let's give him this in his entire career. That he's relevant one way or another.
But here, this really impressed me. This is in a little pub in England, and one of those pubs that is like, you know, long and narrow, like a classic British pub. He's got a tight band on a small stage. Check out Rick Astley playing lead guitar and doing the Foo Fighters.
Is every clip on your digital dumpster today going to be a microphone that's out in, like, the parking lot recording bands? I mean, with all due respect to that report that you had with the Stones, it's like,
Mick and I want to really say we're really...
And then you get Rick Astley coming out, it's like...
Not every clip is going to sound like that.
Okay, good.
Just the first two clips.
Okay, very excited.
But the thing is that he was captured by someone in the audience, and I found it rather unexpected and pretty cool that he is able to do that.
It's sad that he's doing that. Sad.
Is it?
Yeah, you don't want to see Dave Grohl in a pub years from now when he used to be famous and selling arenas.
Yeah, is he doing it like for a tune-up for a big tour, or is that what he's doing now?
Sod.
I think he's tuning up because I think he still has a decent following in Europe, but I just thought it was a neat capture. I thought it was cool that he's doing it.
Right.
Now, there are weird laws that are still on the books all around America, especially that date back to many, many years ago. Many of them are gone. However, in the state of Kentucky, it is still illegal for an elected official to have ever participated in a duel where you walk 3 paces, turn, and shoot at a guy.
Is it only 3 paces?
Or whatever it is, 15 paces, whatever the duel rules are. I don't
three
know
paces, they'd always both die, I would think.
Especially if you cheat and turn on two.
Yeah. You get, but then they'd have to shoot you, I think, in the rules of dueling. I don't know enough about it. I've never participated.
Well, Mike, then you can run for office in Kentucky.
Yeah, I've gotten cold cocked a couple of times, though.
Oh, that doesn't count.
I didn't see it coming. Some from Radio AEs, just like we were talking to that lady. Got punched in the head. I remember.
This is Kentucky Governor Andy, I think it's Beshear. And this was his inauguration. He has to take this oath.
And I do further solemnly swear that I have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within this state nor out of it.
That I have not fought a duel with deadly weapons within this state or without of it.
Nor have I sent or accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons.
Nor have I sent nor accepted a challenge to fight a duel with deadly weapons.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I can't believe this still stands. Mm.
You didn't put the other part in there, and he said that you have never frightened our sitting senator, senior senator, and made him go back into his shell.
Because he can't turn around.
No.
That's
Mitch. Shadow.
Yeah. That's a Mitch joke.
We put Mitch on his back? Stay there.
Yeah, he'd stay there forever, you know? I'm not messing with a death ceiling with my legs skewing around like this.
Here's a lettuce leaf.
Yes. And now I'm going to try to hump a sneaker.
Kill.
Mike, Late breaking tech news right here.
C-SPAN recently unveiled a new app called C-SPAN Now, also available on most white noise apps.
I enjoyed that.
It's going to put you to sleep, right?
And let's close with this, Mike. It's a pit bull that sings along with Happy Birthday. It's the pit bull's birthday, and he's going to get a Frosty from Wendy's, but they have to sing to him. And we close with a pit bull.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tyler. Happy birthday to you.
Well, you'd think they were in agonizing pain, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
and maybe they are. They can't tell us. They can't talk.
And the other thing is that as cute as that sounds, can you imagine if that happened every birthday party? You want to kill yourself.
Yeah, you'd be done with it, you know? Do we have to bring the dog, Mitch? Is that the way it's supposed to
give
happen?
Give him a lettuce leaf.
I don't get it.
But that's your digital dumpster. I wish everyone a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you.
We want to thank our wonderful talking head, Kaylee Harner, from the Spokane area. What a wonderful chat we had with her. And Rob Klassen, please, Clausen. Let us know when the wedding date is set. We'd like to know that. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back maybe with little Charlie tomorrow.
Yay.
And I don't know. I might be motivated to do a twofer with Who the F Is It. Might spend some real time on it, making it really, really difficult. Yeah, that was the last one. That's the way that worked.
Trying to
Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
You think that's funny? It's not funny.
What size gift will get me entry to her vagina?
Let me just close this conversation by saying you are one unique individual.